Yes, indeed. That one foot does keep rolling along here. It's a Sunday. It's the Sunday pod. I'm Alex Garrett. Alex G in NYC is my Twitter. Alex G in NYC is my Instagram. And if you dare to follow, I'm also there on TikTok at Alex G in NYC. My mind has wanted to become more expansive and adapting, right? I talked about this the other day. Mobility, adaptation. And I was thinking of, where else can I start this conversation or continue this conversation, I should say? Well, why not start at the Amputee Coalition? The Amputee Coalition fights for many, 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 many people who are amputees. I am born with one leg, but there are many that have been needing an amputation. And I'm going to tell you those stats in just a second because they are... they are astounding, and I want to give a shout-out to a few of those who have been able to. Here's the deal. Adapting as an amputee. Right now, according to Amputee Coalition, there are 2 million people living with limb loss in the United States. 2 million. Upper limb, lower limb. Of course, that is one of the first glaring features or noticeable things about someone if they're missing a limb, leg, or arm. However, there's some good news, and I'll get to that good news about stats when it comes to working. But did you also know that 185,000 people have to adapt per year to being an amputee? 185,000 amputations occur in the United States each year. And you know what I say to that? To those who can recover and adapt to those 185,000, kudos to you. Because I know it's tough to get used to, and it's rough to get used to, and it's not normal to not have a limb, especially if you had it and you lose it, and you do get the phantom leg syndrome as well. But 185,000 amputees in America. That's quite a number, and you know what? For those who see it as something to come back from and not something to get down on, something to adapt to, and not something to say, I don't know if I can do this anymore. But to those who say, I can do this, I may have one less limb, but I can do this, major kudos to you on this Sunday on the Alex Garrett podcasting world. I posted on Instagram a video I had with Fahmy Farah. She's a doctor cardiologist in Dallas. And speaking of cardiovascular, Amputee Coalition says that vascular disease leads to amputations and unfortunately death. So I guess my question with that is, how is your heart? Have you been able to monitor your heart? Do you know if you have a heart problem? It could lead to an amputee situation, which you will want to avoid. So I guess judging by these stats, I would say make sure your heart is protected. You know, all around New York City, I see protect your heart as a hashtag. Well, I'm going to say here, protect your heart, literally now. Yes, the emotional part of the heart, the physical part, but let's really protect it. And if you sense something wrong, if you sense some rhythms are off, I would say get it checked out. I mean, half of the individuals who have an amputee due to vascular disease. Turns out that's a higher rate than the five-year mortality rates for breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer, according to the Amputee Coalition. So, yes, it's important to honor fathers in the colon cancer month, Father's Day, breast cancer in May and October, and prostate cancer. There used to be a race anyway for prostate cancer. Yes, don't ignore those signs. But let's also make note that amputees are at risk for passing away as well after having an amputee. Diabetes also could lead to amputation. 55% of those who have diagnosed diabetes, they say will require amputation of the second leg within 2 to 3. That is really intense. So protect your heart. Get checked. Get your doctor involved if you have to. Obviously, no one wants to be an amputee. obviously, it's one of the most life-changing things alongside PTSD, I could say, I'm pretty sure, because it throws you off physically, emotionally. It's something you have to get used to. But you adapt. And how do you adapt? How are the adaption stats? Not the adoption stats. How are the adaptation statistics working out? Well, firstly, for the job, the coolest thing about amputees is that they are going back to work. Well, the coolest thing is that they share their story. They talk about what it was like having limb loss and how they overcome it. Amputee TikTok is real. Amputee Instagram is real. And I highly suggest following those who are amputees and do have one less limb than others. 66%, though, according to the International Journal of Rehabilitation, go back to work after an amputee, after being in, having an amputation. 66% adapt enough to say, you know what, I can go back to work. To 100% of the lower limb, 53% to 100% of the upper limb amputees. So, to those who have not been born with one leg or one less arm, but have it now and you're not deterred, those people, though, you guys, are the ones we should look up to. Dana Bowman lost his legs in a paratrooping accident. It's part of the Golden Knights. Look at his story. We talked to him a while ago. He adapted. He has multiple prosthetics as well. And so for me, when I think of adaptation, there are so many different ways to go with it. Amputee, becoming disabled entirely, a wheelchair bound and whatnot, PTSD, adapting with that, adapting technologically, adapting environmentally. I mean, there's so many subjects to go into with all of that one word adaptation. You know why? Because people adapt. America adapts. You know, I think in this COVID virus, the adaptations have been real. You see people on the streets with a mask. Yeah, that is a pity to see, because I think we should all be able to breathe the fresh air, as I said before. But we're adapting. These restaurants are able to open up again because they've adapted to the situation and they know where how to go and bring back business. Kudos to them as well. So any kind of challenge can be adapted to. It really does come down to one thing, the mindset. 66% of amputees are not going back to work because they said I can't. 66% of amputees are going back to work because they said they can. 185,000 amputations a year. Let me make sure I got that right, actually. Yeah, a year in the United States. If you're one of those and you are adapting, kudos to you. And you know what else about adapting? Share your story. Tell about your story. You can really, really make a difference for someone who may have just become an amputee or for years have not been able to get over the fact that they have one less limb. If you're bold enough to do it on TikTok, which is great, do it also in person. Share your story. Write that book. Do whatever you need to do. But the word needs to get out that hope is not lost for those with one less limb. Hope is not lost for those who have had a major, major trauma to the body known as a leg amputation. Alex Smith recovered. He almost had his leg amputated, but he adapted, and he is back on the field for Washington, the Washington football team. So what are you going to do? What did you do? What did you first do? Alex.Garrett21 at yahoo.com is my email. What did you first do when you became an amputee? How was your mindset? And then share with us how you ended up overcoming that amputation, adapting with it, and saying, I'm going to kick butt today no matter how many limbs I have. I'm going to also make sure I take care of myself. I mean, Rebecca Gregory, I see her all over the place. She's great. Had her legs tragically blown off in the Boston Marathon. She recovered. I've got another friend who lost her leg to bacteria. They're among you. And for those who are able-bodied, listen to the stories. Stop hating on people that have one less limb on TikTok, like I've seen people be made fun of for it. It's not right. Engage the conversation, not trash it entirely, because you know what? People with one less limb have a story too. And they deserve to be able to share it. They deserve to be able to push it out there. My adaptation, it was rollerblading. That is true. It was going from walker to crutches. And by the way, when I was on crutches in the first couple years, I fell and hit my head so hard, there's still bumps back there as I'm feeling it right now. That was an adaptation. From a little walker to a little crutches that were a little slippery. But here we are rollerblading in New York City. And by the way, I actually lift up my crutches now and roll on my one leg. I've adapted to the point where I don't really use the crutches once I push off. It's fun. It's exciting. Of course I'm aware of the cars around me. But it is exciting to just say, you know what? This leg has got it. This limb has got it to where I don't need the crutches. My mind and my body are in sync on the wheels. That is just a fact. And it's a beautiful fact. And it goes beyond adapting from walker to crutches and crutches to skate. It goes to feeling a sense of invincibility. It goes to a sense of feeling normal on my wheels. That's exciting. And I want you to feel that excitement too. I want you to adapt. Even if you're able-bodied, what can you change? What can you adapt today that can make you feel, yeah, invincible and human at the same time, but feel like you can conquer the world today? My stepdad, Vic Furman, said, why don't you just make a podcast called Adapting Conquer with Alex Garrett? Well, the other day, I started to feel it. Even before I brought it up at the dinner table, I said, there's something about adapting. Whether it is bringing a laptop to the other studio, whether it is something about just changing up a mindset, changing up a routine, that can help you say, I got this today. And of course, it could be returning to work as an amputee that makes you stronger and better and ready. How many of you guys get inspired when an athlete goes down and all of a sudden he's back in there gutting it out? Pretty remarkable, isn't it? But that could be you in your life too. That could be you in your life on this Sunday. God, once again, in our mouths, because it's Sunday and he should always be in our mouth. But God is being spoken today, as he should be every day. And God gave you the gift to also be adaptable. That is human nature. We move forward. We don't move backward. We don't lock ourselves in. We say, okay, I've got this going on. How do I change that for myself? How do I adapt with it for myself? And if there's a whole group of people that can be an amputee TikTok and other platforms, then you yourself watching, you could say, you know what? I'm not going to stop either. Yeah, my life seems day to day again and seems like it's busy in it, but I can do it. And those who are amputees, like myself, I'm thinking, also know inspiration doesn't pay the bills. So to share the story is actually putting a voice and a face to your journey. I often think when I rollerblade personally on my crutches, I feel like a robot. I feel like people look at me and they think, oh, he's a bit of a light. I don't know. But I feel myself internally. I feel like I need to say hi to people and not just be someone that rollerblades with a smile on the face almost every day and whatnot. I want to be someone that they know you can talk to. Someone you know that, yeah, has been through a lot, but you can talk to them about it. I often find that people are afraid to broach conversation about certain things. Well, broach them. have that conversation. And yes, if you're an amputee or someone with one less limb, even born with it, share that too. It's cathartic, firstly. It's exciting because you could share, hey, here was my day today. How was yours? And most importantly, it can really give people a different perspective than what's going on our television screens. I bet you didn't know today that 185,000 people have had an amputation. And that 66% of people who have had an amputation go back to work. That's awesome. Are you one of them? Are you a newly amputee? Have you been born with one missing limb all along? What is your stat? What is your story? Are you an able-bodied person that was inspired to become friends with someone who is disabled? Are you an able-bodied person that said, I don't care, I'm going to marry this person with a disability? Where do you fall? We can all relate to something like this. While I disagree with, you know, removing funds from the oil industry, I think we need oil. What we saw in the debate the other night is not what all reality is. Reality is saying, yeah, people are adapting every day to something. Let's bring those somethings, let's bring those people out of the woodwork and have them share. Not be afraid. Not be shy. Ostomy TikTok. Ostomy. The colostomy world also has a lot of people not afraid to share their story. And that's cool too. So let's adapt. Amputee or not, let's adapt. And let's also look at storylines and statistics that show that we can adapt, that we can be inspired by. And the important thing is adapt and never give up. Because when you give up, you let fear win. And we know what FDR said, do not let fear. The only thing to fear is fear itself. Don't be afraid to walk out the door with one less limb. Be confident. Be bold with it. Yeah, it might take months to get used to. Yeah, for me, it still is always when I'm back on the single trail, if you will. I'm always a little wary to start a new conversation because I don't know how the opposite sex female would react in New York. So I'm very timid. I do, admittedly, sometimes let my legs stop me because I guess that's human nature too. So through this, by telling all of this, I feel like I'm helping myself adapt because the other night I literally was out in Clinton Hall. It was great, masked up, of course, when I need to be sometimes. And all other times, just, you know, the air's taking the breath. Anyway, worked the tables, got to meet people. That's the Alex Garrett. That's the me I know. And I'm sure that would be the me you know too in your own life. Hey, I am an amputee now. But I've adapted. I'm working the tables. I'm talking to people again. That's the end goal, to not be this shut out of the world, locked down out of the world because of that. We've had enough lockdown. Now let's open up. Let's share. Let's link up and talk. Let's collaborate. Let's brainstorm. How do we get more stories shared in the amputee, in the one less limb world? That isn't afraid to speak up. How do we get more people into that world? That's a collaboration. That's a Zoom, you know, 12 Zoom meetings. You know what I mean? That's a conversation that we must have. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to say, yes, I'm going to have a conversation with this person. I'm going to go up to that person and say, hey, you know, what's your story? And you'll hear it. And you'll find that, yeah, off the cell phone, you're going to be fine. And you're going to talk to people in real life. And you don't have to isolate yourself. You can adapt. And so amputees who are adapting, kudos to you. Amputees, and those amputees must reach out to others. Say, hey, I know you're new to the community, or I know you just lost a limb, but you know what? There's hope. And there's a power to it, too, to not let it stop you. Because, you know, human nature, we don't stop. We move forward. Amputees do too. And they adapt. And I'd love for you to adapt with them and with me on this journey. Find what you need to adapt and get that adaptation started, completed, and go from there. I, of course, pray no injuries happen to these guys on the NFL field today. I think the big game is going to be the Raiders and the Bucks. By the way, I would love to see Derek Carr take down Tom Brady. I think that would be fascinating to watch. So we'll have to see. Brady took down the Packers last week, and the Packers might have met their match in the NFC with a Brady, Gronk, and now Antonio Brown. Wow. But let's hope at the end of the day, the limbs of every player is intact, because that does happen where they're not. And that's just part of the football, sure. But let's pray for not serious injuries. Let's play for great football. Clean football, too. Clean hits. And just enjoy the games. And adapt. Adapt. The Sunday Pod is dedicated to adapting. Will you do it with us? Will you adapt with us in no matter what realm you're in? Or what stage of life you're in? You're never too old to learn. And I don't think you're ever too old to adapt. And as that song in Fame, the musical goes, I happen to like Fame, by the way. Can we fly by the seat of our pants, adapt, and use our minds and develop them at the same time? I think we can. I think utilizing our minds, our mindsets, talking about our mindsets, will be so valuable and so pivotal. Because I'm going to say it again, inspiration doesn't pay the bills. Our mind does. Our mind does. And our mind wants to adapt. Just got to nurture that a little bit. Nurture that confidence, and you'll get there. I'm Alex Garrett. We'll talk to you soon, and have a great rest of your Sunday.